It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into our story shortly. But first, here's an offer from Fibber and Molly.
Say, Molly, here's something every home ought to have. It's called a Selectorray Protecto Alarm. The hardware store is selling them for only $139.50.
Oh, no, you don't, McGee. When it comes to protection, you know there's nothing like those Prudential sickness and accident plans of ours.
Yeah, you bet your life there isn't. The Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day against just about every kind of accident and all types of illnesses and diseases. And this plan can pay you a steady monthly income for as long as 10 years in case of illness and for possibly the rest of your life in case of accident.
And you know, once you take out Prudential's income protection plan, not a soul can cancel it, except, of course, yourself.
Yeah, and it's guaranteed renewable, too, just like it says in the contract. You can also get a hospital and surgical expense plan to help pay off those costly medical bills.
And friends, Prudential has prepared a little booklet telling you all about these wonderful sickness and accident plans. And for your free copy of this new Prudential booklet, write your name and address on a postcard along with the words sickness and accident and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Today is the second day of employment for temporary post office employee McGee of the Parcel Post Division and his confused but willing helper, Wallace Wimple. Down at the main post office right now, the superintendent is giving his men a short and snappy pep talk.
And in conclusion, all you temporary men will steer clear of trouble if you just deliver your packages courteously, efficiently, and swiftly. No dawdling or horsing around. Now get rolling. All except McGee and Wimple.
You want us, Chief?
I'm not Wimple, sir. I'm Wimple. What?
Yes, I want you. Everything I told these other men goes double for you two.
Yes, Chief.
After the sloppy way you two handled your job yesterday, you're lucky you're not both in jail. So watch it. Be alert and polite and courteous and fast.
Yes, Chief.
Right, Chief.
And look at that pile you've got to deliver before noon. What are you doing standing here gossiping with me? Hit the road, men. Get moving.
Yes.
Boy, what a morning this has been. I'm starving.
Me too.
How many more parcels we got left?
14.
Oh, boy, 14.
But they all go to one place, the hospital.
Oh, good, good, good.
And then back to the post office and out to lunch.
Oh, boy, I'm ready. Well, what time is it?
It's only 11:30, but I feel like... Oh, watch it. Here's the hospital.
I see it. I see it. I'll pull right in here and park. There. You take the packages in and turn them over to the head nurse. I'll go find a phone and call Molly.
All righty. Don't forget to give her my regards.
Okay. Whenever I could get hold of a phone.
Hey, McGee, over here.
Well, Doc Gamble, and in his car, too. Hi, Fatso. I'll use Doc's car telephone and save myself.
Well, how's the poor man's Jack Dalton this morning? The chief bundle buster of the Postal Post Department. Got you jumping?
Like a flea on a hot griddle, George. I'm so busy, I haven't even got time to stand here and swap insults with you, boy. Well, I got to use a phone to call Molly. You got one in your car. I'll pay you for the call.
Pay me? Man, you're not only busy, you're undergoing a complete change of personality, Nickel Nurser. And on you, it looks wonderful. Help yourself to the telephone, my boy, free of charge.
Oh, that's what I figured. Well, thanks, Ducky.
I'd like to stay and gab with you, but I got to get on into the hospital. Got to be in surgery in 10 minutes.
Surgery, huh? What you going to do, take out something?
Yes, the head nurse, Miss Cuddleton, to lunch. No long-distance calls now. Keep it honest.
Okay, Fatso, thanks. Give Molly a ring and tell her... Hello, operator. This is Doc Gamble's automobile calling. Give me Wistful Vista 4366. Yeah. Hope Molly's home because she don't know whether I'm coming home for lunch or not.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Hello, Molly McGee. This is your secret pal.
Oh, it's you, dearie. Are you coming home for lunch?
Well, it don't look like it, kiddo. This is a real rush day, you know it. I've been busier than a one-armed carpenter shingling a roof in a high wind.
No, seriously, McGee, if you're working so hard, you should have a good hot meal. I'm fixing a lunch you'd like. Pot roast...
Oh, please, Molly, don't torture me. I only hope I can get time to grab a sandwich between the morning and afternoon deliveries, but I don't know. Wimp's in the hospital now.
Oh, no. What happened, the poor little lad?
Nothing happened. He's delivering packages.
Oh.
Yeah, as soon as he comes back, we're through with this load. Then we're going back to the post office and see if we can eat. So, here he comes now, kiddo. Well, I'll talk to you later in the day.
Be careful now and don't drive too fast.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, boy, well, I'd be glad to... My gosh, what the heck is... Hey, Wimp, what are you doing with all the packages?
Oh, this is terrible, Mr. McGee.
Well, they all go to the hospital, you said. Why didn't you deliver them so we can go eat?
Well, down at the post office, they just said hospital when they gave them to me. How did I know they meant the new hospital out by the airport? That's an hour from here.
Oh, and I'm starving.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Dial users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. And it's true. With Dial, you never worry about odor because Dial removes the cause. You see, normal perspiration is odorless until skin bacteria go to work on it. They cause the odor. And ordinary soaps leave thousands of these bacteria. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good at stopping odor. And this ingredient clings to your skin, protecting you all day, several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts, and keeps you nice to be around. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
What's the matter with you guys? Last in, last out. Can't you shake it up? What's troubling you, McGee?
Well, look at what you gave us to deliver, Chief. Oranges from California, nuts from Brazil, fruit cakes and roast turkeys and baked hams and plum puddings. And you won't let us have 15 minutes off to grab a sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Not my fault you boys run behind schedule. Now you got to make it up. On your way. And as soon as you finish that round, right back here for your last trip, remember?
Why? Well, this is the last bundle on this trip, Wimp. Hope we make it up this hill.
Mrs. J. Manville Whitney III. That's what it says on the package.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be nice if Mrs. Whitney's butler invited us in for a spot of tea and crumpets and a hind quarter of beef?
Don't even mention eating, Wimp. It's gone out of style as far as my stomach can tell. Well, this is it.
My goodness, what a mansion.
Yep. Pretty nice old dame, too, Mrs. Whitney, for a rich one. Here, hand me that bundle. I'll deliver this one.
Not that way, Mr. McGee. The tradesman's entrance is around back.
Who's a tradesman? I'm not trading Mrs. Whitney anything. I'm delivering her a parcel. Pretty sloppy-looking parcel, too, now that I look at it. Whoever the heck is sending her this bundle must wish her a lousy Christmas, because it sure is...
Yes, what is... Oh, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Miss Whitney.
I'm so embarrassed. All of the servants are downtown doing their holiday shopping.
Well, you needn't be put out, Mrs. Whitney. I'm merely here delivering you a parcel for the post office.
Oh, how very accommodating of you. Oh, it's this. The bundle for my brother Stuyvesant in New York. Oh, I love to read the New York newspaper, so I said to him, Sty, now don't be a pig, Sty, I said. Send me the papers when you're through with them.
Oh, that's what's in here? Old newspapers?
Yes, he sends them every week. But I've been so rushed lately, I've fallen behind. Still reading October's news. The World Series, you know.
Oh, well, that was a fast series. That was one, you know.
Oh, now, don't tell me how it ends. That would spoil it. Let me find out for myself.
Oh, okay. Okay, Wimp. Back to the post office.
Another load to take out before we can stop to eat. That superintendent is the worst slave driver
I've... Well, come on, slave. Get him loaded in the car. Oh, boy, this third trip is going to be a killer.
I've got a notion to quit right now and go home to eat.
Think your wife would feed you if you quit?
Yes, to the lions.
Said it. I get so hungry, I get to imagining things. Boy, for instance, this package. I'd swear it contains eatables, and delicious eatables, too.
Let me smell it.
No. You find a package of your own to sniff. This one's mine.
Who's it from? Who's it to? Give it here.
Not on your crumb catcher, wimp. You drool all over it. Say, I wonder if anybody'd ever find out if I accidentally dropped it and it busted open and I had to pick it up with my teeth.
Oh, no, Mr. McGee. Don't do it. At least not so near the post office.
Why, heck, they're so busy inside, nobody's coming out to spy on us.
Oh, Mr. McGee, you could be fired for that.
Ah, what the heck. The job's over tomorrow anyhow.
Now you could be fined up to $300 for tampering with the U.S.
Boy, this smells so good, it might be worth it.
Oh, no. I can see that federal grand jury now. Oh, stop, Mr. McGee. Please, put it back.
It's too late, Wimp. Oh, look. Beef sandwiches, pickles, olives, pie, apple pie. Come on, pitch in, boy.
Stop it, Mr. McGee. Stop. You're eating your way into prison. If that superintendent ever saw... Oh, no, he's here.
Well, I'm glad I caught you guys before you left. There's another bag full... What's this? Eating, McGee?
Yeah.
What's on that paper? You're trying to hide something, McGee. There were stamps on that package. Great jumping balls of fire. McGee, you're eating the U.S. mail.
There must be some mistake.
You keep out of this, Whipple. Stop, McGee. The more you eat, the longer you rot in prison. Give me that pickle.
You get your own pickle. Can't a guy enjoy a meal without some officious official breathing down his lunch?
Oh, trying to swallow all the evidence, are you? Oh, no, you don't. Well, at least I got the wrapping paper with the stamps and the address of who sent it and
What's wrong? Why is he turning purple, Mr. McGee?
Because he's seen who sent it and to who it was sent. The sender is Mrs. Molly McGee, and the sent to is Mr. Fibber McGee. When I didn't come home, my ever-loving wife mailed me my lunch.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, and dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
But dependability isn't the whole story, not by a long shot. This is Vaughn Monroe with four good reasons why you should see your RCA Victor dealer. First, today's smartest cabinet styles, a completely new line. Second, the new all-clear picture with 212% finer picture contrast. Third, the new EZC tuning dial. Fourth, the lowest prices ever for RCA Victor quality. I personally recommend that you see your dealer soon. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
I thought you were never coming home. It's 8:00.
Yeah. And I'm beat right down to my sock tops. And you know something, kiddo? That lunch you mailed me today just about saved my life.
Well, I thought it would.
And you know something else? It needs saving again, right now.
I thought it would. Dinner's on the table. Wash up.
Swell. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Joe Kearns as the post office supervisor, and Gail Bonney as Mrs. Whitney. Well, Mr. McGee may think he had trouble today, but Sunday is liable to be even worse, because I have a hunch his helper, Mr. Wimple, isn't going to last that long on this postal job. And if he doesn't, guess who Mr. McGee will call on for help? Or if you can't guess, tune in Sunday and see. This is John Wall saying goodnight.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.